Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, but the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, hello everyone. My name is Mike DeRocher. I'm actually running for District 17 Council. That's the council for the local Métis Association that has now joined the Otipemisiwak government. And I've been around town, owned Mr. Mike's Annette, so one of the few Indigenous-owned restaurants around. I've been part of this community for over 28 years now and absolutely love it. Like everyone else, came for 2 years and am still here. Like to be a big part. You might have seen me at council. If you're at any of our Métis meetings, you would have seen me there a lot. Anyway, back to Elliot.
Sweet. Tell me a little bit about this thing that you're running for, because like you said, it is new. So more than anything else, I know like you're running and you're here to like get people to know who you are and vote, but can you please explain a little bit about what your election is all about?
Absolutely. So a couple of years ago, the Métis Nation of Alberta decided to become a larger body, federally and provincially recognized. As such, they formed the Otipemisiwak government, those who lead themselves. We're now at the stage where our membership has voted. We had a set of bylaws made up, and we're going to elect a district captain and a new set of council for this.
Okay.
And we'll be following the Otipemisiwak government bylaws, our bylaws, and the rules of the Otipemisiwak government. As such, being groundbreaking and stuff, we wanted to make sure we get things right. I'm running for council because I believe with my experience in governance, leadership, and understanding Fort McMurray and its history, I believe I can add an awful lot to it. I think my expertise in policy governance and stuff could be a huge help. And I know we want to tweak some of the policies, and we want to make sure that we're as complete as possible to run as a whole entity.
Yeah, no doubt. And so when's the election for this? Does it coincide with the other election that's taking place?
Very, very close. So it actually runs now till October 27th.
Okay.
Voting in person at the 1935 local, which is on Sakatawa Trail, occurs from the 25th to the 27th of October.
And who can vote?
Now that's what's unique about this. Because we now become District 17, anyone that's carrying an OMG or an Otipemisiwak membership,
okay,
or an MNA membership if they haven't transitioned yet, can vote. From it's just below Anzac and north of Fort Mackay. So it's quite a wide area, and it's about a third wide of the province from the border to about a third in. So this new district carries a lot larger land base. So it's not just 1935 members now. Now it is all the membership that resides within this district. I would advise people, if they're unsure, either to ask me in person, ask me through email, or check the MNA or the OMG website out, which will give you all the boundaries.
And how many seats are available? How many seats?
Well, there are 21 districts.
Okay.
Right. We are District 17 out of that.
Right.
There are, for council seats, there's only four.
Okay, that's
what. And one captain. So I'm not running for captain. Bill Lutet and Kelly Myers is running for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will have their choices for a district captain, which is what the old president would have been.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So currently, right now, current council and current district captain are acting district captain, acting that. So they've rolled along, so we have continuous governance until we get to the next phase.
Okay. Very interesting. You got excited about this stuff.
Well, you know, anytime you can represent your people moving forward on something that has different boundaries. I mean, the local used to be the local. We took care of our stuff locally, and it was all about internalizing and looking after our people within that small frame. This is a different step. Because the OMG is recognized provincially and federally, and they're working on a treaty for the Métis people in Canada, this is groundbreaking. This is breaking new territory. This is bringing the different parties together. This is moving forward and that. And the biggest thing you have to understand is 1935, as it transitioned, is one of the wealthier Métis districts. You know, I think I started at a young age because I've always loved to talk to people. And so I was on a bus once, and the bus driver in that, because it was a regular bus, he goes, you know, you should consider politics at some point in time because you're really good at talking to people. He said, you only have one fault. You're too honest. And honesty and politics doesn't always go well together. Well, I'd like to make that change and show that it does.
Because I'm horrible at my job, I forgot to charge the camera battery, so we're going to finish the end of the episode on this phone. So, like you know, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug at the end of every episode. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, my shout-out is to the people of District 17. People of 1935 who had the vision to move forward to approving our bylaws and allowing us to transition to District 17. Their insight, their visions of the future is what makes this all possible. And so my shout out is to all of you. Thank you.
There we go. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, this has been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.